This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And we have made it to Friday. Which means on Friday, I've been trying to start this little ritual here where we go and we take a look at what has happened this week and what is standing out according to the world that originates from a website called thetruthaboutguns.com. Joining me to help me with that once again from thetruthaboutguns.com is Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. How are you this week?
I'm all right. I had a couple of, you know, technical issues here and there, but, you know.
These two shall pass.
Yes, I know. I know. Thank goodness. So, have you had a chance to speak to Mr. Bach yet? How did he like his time in your place last week?
He had a great time. All reports were good. How about from your perspective?
Oh, I liked it. I don't very often get to speak to somebody from behind the lines that are, you know, sort of calling out into Radio Free America. So that was sort of fun.
And he's definitely plugged in Illinois. If there's anybody who knows what's going on there, it's Mr. Bach.
So, what have you been? What have you been monitoring? What have you been seeing this week?
Well, probably the most noteworthy story of the week was Sacha Baron Cohen and his video in which he included a number of prominent gun rights supporters making fools of themselves.
Yes, yes.
Which was really embarrassing for everybody who's a gun owner. For those who have seen it, you really should, if only for the cringe factor. But Cohen did what Cohen does, and he got a bunch of people and fooled them into saying things that are embarrassing. And he got a gaggle of politicians, people like Trent Lott, Dana Rohrabacher, former Congressman Joe Walsh, who I think is some sort of radio host these days.
Right.
And they are politicians, so by nature they're empty vessels, and they'll say pretty much anything you put in front of them. So that doesn't bother me too much. But he also included Philip Van Cleve, who's the head of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, and Larry Pratt, who is sort of the emeritus head of Gun Owners of America. Yes. And he got those two people to say that we should institute some sort of a program to arm children as young as 3 years old. And he even somehow induced Van Cleve into producing a pseudo commercial for him, teaching kids how to shoot school shooters or terrorists using guns with toy stuffed animals on them.
With bunnies.
And both men, who certainly should have known better, made utter fools of themselves. And worse, they tarred all of us. They tarred all gun rights supporters and made us all look bad by extension.
Now, some I have noticed have been sort of afraid to mention this.
Yeah, and I can't understand that. This is a huge elephant in the room, and I don't know how you could skip this thing and pretend it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Because this is going to be thrown in our face for years. Both. I don't know how these two men continue to do their job with this on their records. What happens there, I don't know. I know that Mr. Pratt's profile has disappeared from the GOA website, although they haven't announced anything. I don't know if there's anything's going to happen with Mr. Van Cleave. But it's a terrible situation, and they made gun owners look like crazy idiots by acting like crazy idiots.
Now, there is one redeeming feature. There was one, I saw this one gun shop owner, and maybe you saw the video, because I think this guy's getting ready to have his own TV series on something like Discovery or something like this.
Oh, but, is he really? I wasn't aware of that. They have that LA gun store, Warrior One Guns and Ammo.
Yeah, so Cohen walks in there, and he is recognized immediately.
Well, his getup was so outlandish. I mean, it looked like a hermit Harley biker, but he was supposed to have been, according to the producers, he was supposed to have been a Hungarian immigrant or something who just wanted to buy a gun.
Right.
And the gun store owner sniffed that idiocy out right away. I mean, it was such a bogus looking getup that he was in. And when he looked, as soon as the guy said a word, he said he recognized him as, quote, Borat, unquote, obviously one of his characters from one of his movies.
Right.
And it said he wanted to buy a gun. And what one of our readers said was he should have let him do it. He should have let him fill out a 4473, sign it, because as soon as he had done that under a false ID, he'd broken the law.
He'd broken the law.
Yeah, exactly. And then he could have called the police, and that would have been interesting. But apparently, as soon as he let Cohen know who he was, he made tracks and left the store immediately.
What a guy.
You know, in our pieces on this, we didn't criticize Cohen for doing what he did. I mean, that's like criticizing a pig for being fat or criticizing Rosie O'Donnell for being annoying. It is what he is. It's what he does. That old Borat movie, I haven't seen it because I can't stand his brand of humor. But all was going around the country making people look stupid. Basically good people who go along with his antics and makes them look stupid. And that's all he was doing here. And unfortunately, he picked a couple of people but two people in particular who really should have known better. And how they let some of those phrases and lines come out of their mouth, I absolutely will never understand.
Well, I mean, I know Larry, the name of this show used to be Gun Owners of America Radio before it became Lock and Load. And one thing about Larry is that Larry has zero pop culture knowledge. Zero.
Which is why he could read some of those lines that included all sorts of popular music stars' names as parts of the body and not recognize that. Both of these gentlemen have done great things for gun rights for decades, and we all owe them their thanks for being gun rights stalwarts. But they let themselves be used here in a way that didn't do any of us any favors.
No, and, I mean, if somebody comes up to you and says, I want to do this with you, and I mean, Larry is a media veteran. And
exactly. Both of them really are.
If somebody's getting up there saying, well, I can only imagine somebody walking up on me saying, what do you think about arming four-year-olds?
Wouldn't you have just laughed in their faces?
I'd be like feeling their forehead like, do you have like scarlet fever or something? Are you okay? Do I need to call you an ambulance?
Yeah, I just don't understand. And other people in the gun community who were invited to participate in the same way sniffed this out. Rob Pincus, who figured out what was happening and then published a letter to the firearms community warning them of what was happening. We ran it on the truth about guns.
Yeah.
But by then it was already too late. They'd already gotten most of these people to do what they did. This is back in February.
Yeah. So. Anyway, yeah, that is a big black eye. I did not know they'd taken Larry's profile down. We'll have to have a chat about that later, you and I. In the meantime, truthaboutguns.com, this is where Dan plies his wares along with a veritable stable of writers who do all kinds of things, come at it from every angle known to man. Very prolific. Go check them out, truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Oh.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the Truth About Guns, getting the weekly recap where we try to get at least what Dan thinks was the noteworthy stuff coming from Truth About Guns. All right, so we've gotten done with Sacha Baron Cohen, whatever his name is. Let's move on to what you find out there next.
Okay, well, we actually had a rare win from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals this week. Proposition 63 was enacted in California, and that did two things. That created a quote-unquote high-capacity magazine ban, and it instituted background checks on all ammo purchases in the state of California. What a wonderful thing. The NRA and the California Rifle and Pistol Association sued over the magazine ban, and a restraining order was put into effect about 3 weeks ago, and a three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit upheld that restraining order this week. When the order was put in place, the judge who instituted the restraining order wrote that, if that went into effect, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of otherwise law-abiding citizens would have a choice. They could either become an outlaw or dispose of lawfully acquired property. And he couldn't stomach that. And this week, in a 2-1 decision, that restraining order was upheld.
Now, we have seen this before with the Ninth
Yes,
Circuit.
We have.
In California, like with the Peruta decision.
Exactly. That was the May issue ban, Peruta
right.
versus San Diego. That was a suit
right.
over
Peruta.
Having to show good cause for getting a concealed carry permit.
Where the three-man panel came down 2-1 for Mr. Peruta, Ed Peruta. And then when it became en banc, where they went out there and took it before the entire Ninth Circuit, that time it went down in flames. This time, how many justices are missing from the Ninth Circuit that Trump gets to install at some point?
Well, he's got one nomination that he's just made. And I can't remember that gentleman's name. He's coming from Hawaii. And unfortunately, from what I understand, he's no friend of gun rights. However, the thinking is, and I've talked to a couple of attorneys who know their stuff on this. I'm no attorney, but I'm going to kind of translate what they said. They don't think that there's going to be an unbanked appeal by the state of California because they don't want to risk it. Because if there is, unlike 3-4 years ago, whenever the Peruta thing happened,
right.
Judge Kavanaugh has now been nominated the Supreme Court, and by the time this percolated up, if the full Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals were to vacate the restraining order and let the law go into effect, that decision would be ripe for appeal to the Supreme Court. And while the Supreme Court hasn't touched a Second Amendment case in, gosh, almost 20 years, The thinking is that that's all going to change now that Mr. Kennedy is gone, Justice Kennedy is gone, and the thinking is that Kavanaugh changes the balance greatly on Second Amendment cases, and is another solid vote for certiorari review and. The conservative justices in the court are itching to get another Second Amendment case up there.
Right.
So for that reason, they doubt that California is going to ask for a full court review of this. We shall see.
Don't we? Isn't it interesting when we look at one of these anti-gun bastions, when they realize now that the things have changed to a degree, where they're willing to take one for the team in order to make sure that gun control doesn't go away in other states. We saw that in D.C. with the shall issue stuff after that got vacated and everything after they did away with the May issue. And then it got pushed back in their face 3 or 4 times as a fail. And then they were afraid to appeal it to the Supreme Court.
Exactly. And that's one of the reasons why we're hearing all the hysterics from the anti-gun left over the Kavanaugh nomination. He has, in his previous writing, has shown himself to be
originalist.
An originalist, exactly. I started searching for that word. The originalist and a solid supporter of the Second Amendment as written. And they can't abide that.
Well,
that doesn't work in their favor at all.
Well, I wonder what this is going to mean long term, because, you know, Ginsburg's going to go. She's going to drop any day. Nobody's talking about that. I just feel this. I mean, how old is she? Like 130 or something like that? I don't know.
Or 85, and she's not in good health. But you can tell
right.
by looking at her, and she's had cancer in the past. So, yes, she is not well.
So if Trump nominates a third to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, you think they're crazy now in opposition to Kavanaugh. I can only imagine what we're going to hear when that happens.
But then, I mean, with a third, you could drop Roberts out of the equation if you want to. Then you got Alito, you got Thomas, you got Gorsuch, you got Kavanaugh, and the question mark of whoever replaced Ginsburg. You got 5-4, and I think Roberts would probably go with them most of the time. What does that do to gun control at that point?
That
they're willing to take up these cases.
Yeah, that would protect it for decades and decades. And the question then becomes, how far will they clarify the Heller ruling? The way Alito wrote his opinion, it said clearly that regulation is still legal. The question is where you draw that line. And in a number of cases, the court has refused to take assault weapons ban cases, for instance, and didn't want to rule on this. Well, if they do that now and say that assault weapons bans and semi-automatic AR-15 type rifles are some of the most popular guns in the nation and are in regular use, that would be just one of the biggest nightmares for our gun-grabbing friends on the left.
I think they would probably go after the Fourth. Is it the Fourth Circuit that said that the Maryland case?
I think that was the circuit. But yeah, that Maryland case. That was the one we all were kind of surprised they did not take. And again, speculation was that the court wasn't sure where a Kennedy or maybe even a Roberts would have come down on that. And so it was better just to let that stand rather than have it come up to the court and risk an adverse result.
You and I will have to have a chat one day about Roberts, but we're not going to do that right now. We're going to take a break. When we get back, more in the weekly recap from thetruthaboutguns.com with Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News.
Authorities say 17 people are dead after a tour boat carrying 31 people capsized and sank on Table Rock Lake in Branson, Missouri yesterday. This all happened during a fast-moving thunderstorm that produced winds of over 60 miles an hour. And Jim Patterson Jr., he's the president of Ripley Entertainment. They own the duck boat. He says this has never happened to him before.
Business has been operating for 47 years, and we've never had an incident like this or anything close to it. To the best of our knowledge, and we don't have a lot of information right now, but there was a fast-moving storm that came out of basically nowhere, is sort of the verbal analysis I've got.
A grand jury has leveled 23 charges against a man accused of killing 5 people in a mass shooting at a Maryland newsroom, 5 of those charges being first-degree murder. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. There are just too many times people have tried to look inside of me. I am talking to Dan Zimmerman from thetruthaboutguns.com about all the stuff that goes on at thetruthaboutguns.com, but primarily what caught his eye. All right, so we've had the embarrassing news, the really good news. What's next?
Well, let's go and enter the Wayback Machine and go back a few months when Remington emerged from bankruptcy. A New York Times columnist took note of that and wrote an article about it and saw that as an opportunity. At first, he thought that the best thing that would be is if somebody bought it from the creditors and shut it down, but he wasn't delusional enough to think that that would actually happen. So his next best idea was to have someone buy it and turn it into, quote, the most advanced, responsible gun manufacturer in the country. And he thought that someone should plunk down their cold, hard cash, hundreds of millions of dollars, and turn Remington into a smart gun company, something that no one has been able to do yet, and no sane investor would really want to do either. However, we find out that somebody actually made a bid to do just that recently. The Navajo Nation has a large investment fund, $3.2 or $3 billion, and they made a $500 million cash offer for Remington Outdoor. And the creditors, a bunch of banks, who had written off their debt to Remington in exchange for equity, rejected that. The Navajo Nation, apparently from news reports, wanted to do pretty much what Mr. Sorkin suggested. The Navajo Nation wanted to give up most of their consumer business and focus their AR and other sales on the law enforcement and military markets, and then use the profits from that to do development on smart guns. Well, the problem with that is not a profitable model by any measure. One very good example of that is Colt. That's pretty much, other than the smart gun aspect, that's pretty much what Colt did for the last 20 or 25 years. They focused most of their business on military contracts and other institutional or public entities, and let their consumer business die in the vine. They ended up in bankruptcy court thanks to that. So number one, the Navajo Nation's strategy of making money selling to the government and plowing that into unproven smart guns is insane. Number one, there wouldn't be the profits to begin with. And number two, again, no one has made a reliable smart gun yet that can even be brought to market, let alone something that is readily available to consumers who would want to buy one.
The whole smart gun thing, when they were pushing for the smart guns, it seems like they ramped it up after everybody saw Skyfall, because James Bond has a smart gun. But, you know, these pop culture punks that get out there and say, well, if it's in the movies, it must... Did they not see the original really bad Judge Dredd with Sylvester Stallone? I am the law. Did they not see that one? Because they had smart guns there.
I don't know. Yeah, they did. And it worked. It's the movies.
And they'd blow you up if you accidentally picked it up. I'm pretty sure they would like for them to blow us all up, too. But the thing about smart guns is that, I've got an iPhone X. You know, it's got facial recognition and a thumbprint. And that rarely works the first time I try. It takes me two or three times to get it to recognize my face. All of this great new technology is good on it. It's okay on a smartphone, but it's not going to be very good in a gunfight.
No. If your finger's wet or if it's dirty or, you know, your adrenaline's pumping and you slide your finger across it rather than put it on there and let it read your fingerprints, there's all kinds of variables. When you need a gun to go bang, you need a gun to go bang right now. You don't really want to wait 2 or 3 seconds while it unlocks. Never mind the other inherent variables that any electronic item might be subject to in terms of jamming or interference, dead batteries, all kinds of scenarios that we can come up with. Again, there's going to be a market for that. There are going to be people who want to buy a smart gun once they are actually made and on the market. And if they want to, more power to them. Go ahead, buy one. Just don't mandate them. There's still the problem of the New Jersey poison pill law. If a smart gun anywhere in the U.S. is sold, all guns in New Jersey will have to be smart guns after a certain time period. And that's something no one wants to see triggered.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know if you know about this or not, but some of the people that helped spearhead the Colorado recall tried to go to New Jersey to get rid of Sweeney, to recall him. And there was no interest in it. It was like something out of a movie where they were like, no, it was like Mississippi Burning, you know, when like Willem Dafoe is going in there and he's trying to eat with the black people that are eating in the diner. He's trying to talk to them and they won't talk to him because they're afraid of what's going to happen to him. And that's the way the people of New Jersey are. And, you know, as far as New Jersey is concerned, I'm waiting. I know there's some really staunch activists out of New Jersey. I know a few of them. And at the same time, except for them, it seems like a lot of people in New Jersey are just waiting for something to happen. And I'm just wondering what that is. What are you waiting to have happen?
I don't know what that is either, because with Phil Murphy in office now, rather than Chris Christie, things are only going to get worse. And they have already. You know, the person who was the spearhead behind that gun control poison pill law, Loretta Weinberg, she's wringing her hands all the time at the lack of development of smart guns, and she blames the NRA for it, which, by the way, has never come out against smart guns. They've only come out against But she loves to blame the NRA for the lack of smart gun technology on the market when she has single-handedly done more to stop smart gun development than any other human being on the face of the earth.
That seems odd because I thought all of the gun controllers out there said the NRA is only interested in selling guns, and so now they're saying the NRA is not interested in selling guns.
Right.
That's the criticism. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
If they didn't have double standards, they wouldn't have any at all.
I guess not. But anyway, I see what you're trying to prevent and all that other stuff, and I want to try to prevent that, too, if I can, but at the same time, I'm sort of wondering. I mean, New Jersey just keeps doubling down on them. They just keep doubling down. So, anyway, I did see that. I wonder what they're going to do, but we could go on and on about this failure to cultivate the civilian market. That's why in the mid-'80s, that's why everybody and their brother got into the double-stack 9mm Wonder Gun, because the military was going to it, but they knew that if the military didn't buy it, they could sell it on the civilian market.
Certainly, the great civilian gun.
Yeah. So.
That's right.
And then there was Colt.
Yeah.
Then there was Colt.
Stop making those wonderful revolvers they were so well known for.
The Steff, and the 1911. They still make them, I think, to a certain degree.
Yeah, anyway. They always made those. Not that many of them. They've expanded that, but. Unfortunately, not fast enough.
All right, we'll be right back. This is the weekly recap with the truthaboutguns.com with Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com as we go through the weekly wrap-up, the weekly recap of everything that he found to be interesting. What have you got for us? What are we closing out with? Or if you have more than one in this segment, that's perfectly okay as well.
I've got a couple, but let's start with our friends at the American Civil Liberties Union. They, of course, pride themselves on defending our civil rights, as laid out in the Bill of Rights. The only problem is they tend to pick and choose which ones they like to defend.
Right.
There's one in particular that they find extremely inconvenient and tend to shy away from. In fact, in a recent position paper, they've come out and they've decided they actually are going to oppose Second Amendment rights. But this week, they published a paper called A Pro-Liberty Case for Gun Restriction, which is among the top nominees for most Orwellian article titles of 2018. And we're about halfway through, but that was a really wonderful thing. Their logic is that given the supposed prevalence of gun violence in the United States, even though it's at a historic low in the last 25 years. But given all that, the countermeasures to that result in things like more physical searches, more surveillance, more use of databases, watch lists, more armed guards in public places, more police shootings, basically more infringement on some of our privacy rights, speech rights, supposedly, and that the answer to that is to enact more gun control so that we won't need physical searches, that we'll feel more secure, and the police won't feel as threatened and won't shoot as many people, and that we won't need armed guards in as many public places and that type of thing. if that isn't a tortured bit of logic, I don't know what is. Talk about twisting facts to make your case. That was a jaw dropper, I found.
Well, it's like they've seen that. See, I don't have any problem with pop culture. I've seen all kinds of other stuff. It sounds like The Spy Who Loved Me when he says, that's detente, comrade. You don't have it. We don't have it. the idea that a so they're basically saying if we make everything a gun-free zone, everything's going to be fine and wonderful, and nothing else will ever happen bad there ever again.
Of course, never mind the fact that that hasn't worked anywhere in the world ever in the history of the world. No matter where you go, no matter how strict the gun control is, even in a place like China, they just use knives and they use other things to kill people. Mass killings happen in China too. They just don't happen with guns. So the idea that we can create this kind of utopia with more gun control and live a freer, happier life is just woolly-headed insanity.
I like the characterization.
Yes.
I like that a lot. I had noticed that John Lott wrote an article the other day about how TV is trying to push that very notion that if we have more gun-free zones, that means the bad guys won't have guns in there. It'll make us equal.
And, I saw that. Kind of like the companies that are pushing the gun control agenda through whom they choose to do business with or not. More and more entertainment vehicles these days are pushing a gun control message. And they gave a number of examples. I don't recall them offhand. But there's one Designated Survivor, the Kiefer Sutherland show had one, and there were a couple of others. Again, unfortunately, I haven't had any notes about that. But yeah, it's seeping its way into popular culture as pushed by the large entertainment conglomerates these days more and more.
Yeah,
that seems to be the preferred message these days.
The trajectory, if you will.
Yeah, exactly.
So, what is your what? Which other way are we going to go?
Well, this week, a couple of gun control measures were signed into law by Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner. He's
Republican.
The governor there. Yeah, Republican. He's in a fight for reelection with a billionaire Democrat, and he's behind in the polls. He signed into law a three-day waiting period in all firearm sales and a what's called these days a red flag law, basically allowing anybody to make a complaint against a gun owner and have his guns yanked without the benefit of due process. So you have to go back after the fact and try to convince the judge that you're – yeah, gun violence restraining orders, that type of thing. Exactly. And as our own John Bach noted in a subsequent post after that, the people who were pushing this, or people in both parties were pushing it, got some help from Illinois Carry, a ostensibly pro-gun organization in Illinois, that I'm sure thought that it was a kind of a real politic kind of move, where something was going to happen and they were probably trying to minimize the damage. But, consorting with gun controllers rarely ends up well. You can never appease them. They're never happy. It's always one more step, and we just need a little more common sense gun control. And, yeah, that was great, but now we need to ban shotguns and so-called assault rifles. So, yeah, you hate to see any pro-gun organization collaborate with anyone who's trying to restrict Second Amendment rights, and unfortunately that's what we saw this week in Illinois.
Yeah. Now, one thing I want to ask you about.
Shoot.
With this idea of gun violence restraining orders, this do we have any data? Because, you know, Connecticut was doing it first, and California started doing it. And I refer to these as minority report laws. This is where we have pre-crime, where Tom Cruise is going to come down the flying snail and stop you from doing what you're thinking about doing. Do we have any sort of data that shows how that has worked out?
I've seen some preliminary numbers on the number of people who've had their firearms taken. What I haven't seen is how many of them subsequently got their gun rights back and recovered their firearms. And it's still relatively early in most of these cases in these states. I know these situations have happened. Florida instituted a gun violence restraining order bill after Parkland, and there have been confiscations there as well. But I don't know how those have turned out. That's only been a few months. So, again, the data probably isn't there yet. But that will be very interesting to see what percentage of the people whose firearms are taken are ever restored. And, of course, the other side will say, well, probably good. The reason they weren't restored is because these people actually were violent. They were planning something. They were crazy. But how do you prove a negative? How do you prove that you're not crazy? And then that has to always be more difficult to recover your firearms once they're taken away. That can't be an easy thing, and I'm sure it's a very expensive thing. You're going to have to engage an attorney, and that's got to cost you, I would guess, tens of thousands of dollars.
I need to find out if some of these self-defense, these gun self-defense programs that are out there, that are sort of a, you know, sort of an insurance policy, how many of them are looking at this and saying to themselves, we got to cover this?
Funny you say that. I was just thinking the same thing, and I talked to somebody who's in the process of setting one of these things up, and there, that's one of the features that they're looking at instituting, because we're now up to 13 states with red flag laws. So it's happening, and at least three or four more are considering it. Texas Governor Abbott has said that's something that Texas should look at, although nothing's been proposed in the legislature. So it's more and more states are going to get these, and you would think that then that would be a prime selling point for these insurance companies who are the USCCAs of the world who sell legal insurance for concealed carriers.
There you go. That is the week of recap from TheTruthAboutGuns.com with Dan Zimmerman. Thank you very much for joining me, sir.
My pleasure.
Yes, sir. We'll do it again next week. Coming up next, The Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock and her guest. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is well on with the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.